Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/verbalshenanigans. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Yeah, I mean, his shenanigans are cruel and tragic.
Which makes them not shenanigans at all, really.
Evil shenanigans.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Yes, back again for another wonderful hour of audio.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's about it. Welcome back to Verbal Shenanigans. I'm Scott Brennan, joined by Michael Berlew again.
Yeah.
Yeah, exciting. Yeah. It's very exciting. You know, it is so fucking hot outside.
How hot is it?
It is just like sit and need to change your underwear weather. Like, it's disgusting.
Oh, it's horrible, and it's going to get worse tomorrow. It's just freaking nasty. I hate this kind of hot. I'm about a 87 to 88 degree guy max.
Yeah, I'm working outside all these weeks, and it is absolutely brutal. It's like I came to home today, and I literally laid on the couch in the air conditioning and did not move for about 2 hours. And I went into one of those hibernation sleeps and didn't even know what time it was, what day it was when I woke up. I woke up, it was like 5:30, and I thought it was 5:30 in the morning. I was like, holy shit, I slept so late. And I realized it was only sleep for about an hour. But
I've done that a few times.
Brutal. So brutal.
I went through that the previous weekend, Henry Cummins goodbye party. We stayed out there for a few hours. I felt good, had a few beers in me. Decided to go inside.
How many beers? Sorry, it didn't work as...
No, that's like a general question.
Yeah.
It's not really set up.
Right.
But had a few beers, went inside to the AC to kind of calm down. Had like a small headache. Started driving home. It was like I haven't slept in like 2 days. So I could barely keep my eyes open. Got home, fell asleep on the couch, woke up, had the worst headache. I was dry heaving.
Dry heaving?
Yeah.
You need to hydrate, Michael Berlew.
That's when I basically took a couple cold showers and then got some Gatorade in me.
Oh, well, you're okay. You made it through.
Yeah.
You're here.
I'm here just for you.
You made it through, unfortunately, and we're back again. But I had two shows this weekend. First one was a little interesting because it was supposed to be at Bust the Gut Comedy Club down the shore. And last minute, I get a call from Johnny Watson himself. And he says, oh, are you working on Saturday? And I said, yes. And he's like, oh, well, I need a host or whatever for my Saturday show. I'm like, oh, I'm working for Gene from Bust the Gut. He's like, oh, well, I'm working for Gene from Bust the Gut. I'm like, oh, so you're down the shore? He's like, no. I'm up some Mayo Pack, New York. Long story short, I was like, okay, I'll call Gene and see what he wants me to do. And he wanted me to go host because he brought the sound system with me up there. And we get to Mayo Pack kind of far, like an hour and a half, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Is that like off the island or in the state of New York or what?
Kind of like up 87, like... So, yeah, in the state of New York, like past the Palisades Mall, a couple exits. And we ended up, on the way up, stopping at, I guess, Watson knew someone else who had a comedy room, and they had an all-girl show going on at the time.
Ooh.
And Watson did a spot on there.
The anti-hunkamania.
Yeah. And so we stopped there and then went over to the show, and we were... We were definitely very close to being late, and very interesting crowd. They seemed like they may have been there for hours, like waiting for us to get here, because there was like really like no official start time. So I mean, we got there at 9. We probably started at 9:10 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. They fed us like this giant, like family style, like Italian food, but it was like in like this weird cabin. But it was cool. I hosted. I went up, and you know, I went to start doing material, and there's this old lady in the crowd, like, and this old man, and like a table of like a couple older people. And I don't know, man. They were so freaking funny. Like, something happened where I asked them, like, who was married? Like, and they, neither of them answered. And they're like, yes, no. I'm like, are you married? No, he is. I'm like, what is going on here? And I basically asked them, I'm like, what are you guys, some kind of, like, old swingers group?
Mm-hmm.
And the woman responds to me, like, yeah, we're the senior swingers. And, like, that just threw me off track. So I literally just spent my 10 minutes up front talking to this woman and her husband. And so it was interesting. It was cool because I really didn't do like almost any material. And then later on, I actually just went up and talked about my brother's 80s wrestler bachelor party and the midget stripper.
Oh.
Yeah. And
they probably yelled, "We already heard that on the podcast, good sir."
Well, of course. Of course. Yeah,
they were very mad, no original material.
Our fans in Mayo Pack are strong.
Oh, they're insane.
They're the best.
I can't drive through there. Every time somebody stops me, and I'm there for like 3 hours.
Even the firefighters like you up there.
Yeah, it's weird. They're like, God damn it, I hate that firefighter jerk. You're all right, Berlin.
But you're all right. You're okay.
That was not a hashtag dick move. I kind of had a similar thing when I was down in Ocean City, Maryland, when I did some hosting. I was trying to do some crowd play. I saw like a couple on the side. I'm like, oh, you married? And they're like, no, we're not married. And I'm just like playing around. Oh, you're dating, blah, blah, blah. And I look at the woman's hand. I'm like, so if you're not married, why she got like a big ring on her hand?
Mm-hmm.
And they just got like quiet. And I kind of looked at her. I'm like, oh. Hey, you're next, comedian.
Ah, well done, Berlu.
Yeah. But, smooth.
But yeah, she was so fun the whole night. Like, it was literally like a small audience and kind of scattered tables in a restaurant, so the setup wasn't like optimal, but she was so funny. She was drinking like a, I'm like, what are you drinking over there? And she's like, a cucumber martini. I'm like, ew, you know, like that, like
veggies and alcohol don't sound
that, right. I told her, I'm like, you're taking two of the nastiest things and just mashing them together into a glass of vodka. And like, she was laughing the whole night. I saw her refilling her glass. I'm like, how's your dill pickle margarita over there? And she's like, ah! Like, she was just so, she was so fun. And, you know, they were not a great audience, but they were fun. And it was all cool because at the end of the show, the old man comes up to me. And we're packing up. And he's like, you know, I'm 80-something years old. And that was one of the funnest nights I've ever had in my life. I'm like, thank you, sir.
I feel bad for that man.
I know. That man has lived a very, very poor life.
Like 2 years from now, they're doing the eulogy, and it's like, oh, we'll never forget that time in New York, man. That guy talked about that cucumber margarita all night.
That Mayo Pack comedy show at Arturo's Tavern.
He had a tear in his eye. He's like, my life is complete.
Yeah, so it was
50
cool.
50 years of IBM was nothing compared to that comedy night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was cool. It was a fun show. And then yesterday I did Tierney's, and it was a good time.
Sunday. Yesterday,
yeah,
was Monday.
Yeah, whatever. You know, Sunday, Tierney's. And that was good, a small crowd, but a lot of good comics on there, and we were just talking to them. I may actually be setting up a episode of the podcast where we're going to have a little game show with some local podcasts, other New Jersey podcasts. So that's in the works. So we'll see. We're trying to shoot for it the day of the comedy show, the August 30th show, to do it during the day.
Okay.
So we'll see. I'm going to follow up on that. I don't want to get too into it because then it's not going to happen. And then,
yeah.
Just like Miss Vermont, she did get back to me today.
She didn't?
She did. She okay. did. I don't know. I don't know my feelings on Miss Vermont. We'll see when we interview her.
Yeah, I mean, it's Miss Vermont in the end. It's kind of like, okay, that's a little check mark on her.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. I've just gotten some weird email responses, but that's okay. We were supposed to have
like
her on.
What?
We were supposed to have her on yesterday. Today she was like, because I had texted her, said, like, yesterday, are you available tonight? She's like, I don't know who this is. I'm like, oh, it's Scott from the podcast. Never got back to me.
No, just come over to the house, baby.
Then I emailed her again, and she was like, please don't text me. My number is for interview only. I'm not available at night. I'm mostly available during the day. I need to correspond with my agent, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay, cool. No, no problem, Miss Vermont.
Intriguing.
So I don't know. We'll see if Miss Vermont comes on board. I'm just kind of shrugging my shoulder. Well, whatever.
That's kind of weird. And so far you pissed off Sean Kemp,
yep.
Miss Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
Who else?
Maybe Dion from the Cosby Show. Maybe you. I think you pissed him off somehow.
Dion from the comedy show.
The Cosby Show. Yeah. He never got back to us.
Yeah, man. I mean,
we had him ready too.
Headlines, man. We could have headlines. So, what's your thoughts on
Bill?
The thing with the pill.
The thing with the bill.
The bill.
And the rape. But, you know.
You put your thing in the girl, and she's like, don't wake up, baby.
Yeah. And, it's like guests come and go, and, doesn't affect the show. You know, we'd like you on, especially you, Sean. I know you're listening. Sean Kemp. Yeah.
He's still on the fence right now.
Yeah.
He's a little scared.
He's a very big fence.
He's a little shy of a gentleman. Yeah, your dog is playing dead over there.
Yeah, my dog, he likes to lay on his back with his paws straight up in the air, and he's a little strange. But, that was my weekend. How about you? What you got? What you got?
Well, you got a phone call. It's Miss Vermont complaining.
No, it's Miss Woodbridge from New Jersey, a.k.a. my mother.
Oh, okay. Me, I pretty much stayed local. I did some hiking over the weekend. Yeah.
Any discovery going this week?
No, it was...
Too hot for discovery?
Yeah. It's like, get this done and get the hell out of here.
Okay.
And other than that, I was doing my little tweet fest with NASCAR.
You did tweet? I didn't see any worthy of mentioning, like, we chow down this week, but...
We chow down with Trevor Bayne.
We chow chow with Trevor Bayne and sit... So you said Trevor crashed, huh?
Yeah, he wrecked with 3 laps to go. He had an off day. He ended up 39th, 4 laps down.
Out of how many cars are there?
43.
Oh, Trevor, come on, man. Come on, Trevor.
Yeah, we're going to Pocono, man, so we'll see, man.
Yeah.
I think the aura of the podcast will give his car extra speed.
We never asked him if we could put a sticker on his car. I'm sure he would have said yes, no problem, considering... The ones that are on there probably cost thousands and thousands of dollars.
I think like those little small ones cost about $50,000 a race.
Yeah. So, you know.
I got like $5.
Dollars?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Can you put this on your car?
It'd be great. We just like snuck up to his car and just like jammed something on there.
like somewhere where you can't see it.
We'll put like a poster. We'll put some tacks in his tire.
Yeah, listen, I am no racer, so I had to choose one, and I figured I'm going to choose the guy I met. That's it.
Yep.
The guy I shot zombies with. So, you know, when I see Trevor rocking out the number 11 hard root beer car.
It's number 6 Advocare Ford.
Right, like I said, the number 7 Mitsubishi Galant.
Those don't work together.
Oh, well, you know.
We'll figure it out.
I'm learning. I did good on the quiz, though.
Yes, you did. I was very impressed by it.
I know. It's something I hold very, very high. But, Burley, you said you brought us some great entertainment news just before the podcast. You said Katy Perry and Taylor Swift are having a beef, according to you.
It's a 3-way beef between Taylor Swift, Rihanna, and Katy Perry.
I got to tell you, I would not mind a 3-way beef with the three of them.
Yeah, not a bad one of any of the three of them. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the basic synopsis.
The entertainment segment of the show.
Oh, okay. I also saw the premiere of I Am Kate, and we can get into that as well.
Of what?
Caitlyn Jenner's new show.
Oh. I didn't even know the new one was coming on yet.
Yeah, it premiered, but let me get into the...
Oh, okay.
This is part of... Basically, Nicki Minaj...
Oh, that bitch.
Yeah, she kind of went out and said that she didn't get nominated for Best Video of the Year at the VMAs. Because it's still prestigious and people still desire that award.
Yeah.
But totally. She got mad that basically they didn't give her a nomination because, you know, it's about twerking and she's got a big butt and they just want to put skinny white girls up there.
Okay.
And Taylor Swift kind of like... bounce back. She's like, well, I don't know what your problem is.
Yeah, bitch.
But, I mean, all the black people hate Taylor Swift for some reason.
They do.
Huh?
I mean, Kanye, he came up there.
That's true. That's true.
And then Nicki Minaj, but they were basically in a tweet war, if you will.
Oh, so this must be how you know this all.
No, I saw it on TV. Yeah, okay. That's horrible, Nicki. Well, why don't you listen to this podcast and calm down? You know, and actually, okay. Now I'm rethinking about it. I think I did tweet all three, though. But then, like, basically, out of nowhere, Katy Perry, apparently her and Taylor Swift have some kind of feud. The latest video song that Taylor Swift put out, Bad Blood, is apparently some kind of inside message to Katy Perry.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about this situation? It seems to really affect you here.
I couldn't. If you put 10 songs in front of me, I couldn't pick out one from any three of the artists. Well, maybe Katy Perry. That's about it.
So, whose side are you on in your feud here? Out of all, so it's four. So it's really a four-way, because you said Rihanna too.
I made a mistake. It was Nicki Minaj.
Oh, same thing.
Yeah.
You big racist.
Yeah. I'm like Colin. Who's the ESPN guy?
Oh, Cowherd.
Yeah, Colin Cowherd, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, Hulk, man.
All my heroes.
Hulk going. Colin Cowherd was one of your heroes?
Oh, yeah. Go way back. That's how I got into podcasting. I listened to his radio, and I'm like, I got to get into this.
Well, this is Taylor Swift's Bad Blood.
Ooh.
Let's give it a listen.
Mm-hmm.
Produced by Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like Taylor Swift.
Well, that's why they're so mad. She changed her voice for this video.
God, it sounds like every other damn stupid pop song that's out there. All right, I'm done with that. So, thank you for the entertainment portion of the show.
Maybe, no problem.
You know, a little E week. You're like E, you know, that awful channel.
Where I Am Caitlin premiered, or right. Kate.
Oh, so yeah, get us into I Am Kate now that we're delving into the world of pop culture now.
I watched it. It wasn't as much of a train wreck as I thought it would be, but it's still one of those things that it could have been like an hour-long special, good. Case closed. It's not something that should be a weekly episode.
Okay. So what happened on I Am Kate this week?
Well, they started off with her right when the Vanity Fair cover came out. Apparently Kim Kardashian called her and said, you know, you just broke a Twitter record.
Oh.
She broke the record for first to a million followers.
Oh.
She beat... The president of the United States did it in 5 hours. She did it in 4 hours.
Mm.
Pretty much.
Maybe that's next, that she's going to, or he's going to start running for president.
Ooh.
I mean, it's
already. The president and the first lady all rolled into one.
It's already a freaking train wreck. I mean, Donald Trump's on there every day.
Some of his stuff's fun. We might bring him up later.
Oh.
But, I mean, the first thing I will say, looking at Kate. She's got some man hands and does not have a feminine voice. I don't know if that's something you can do in an operation to get like a female voice.
Well, I think if you take estrogen, I think it shortens the vocal cords or something like that.
But when,
from what I heard, I'm not sure.
As he be taking it going into the operation?
I don't know. I never got my cock cut off yet.
Well, that'll be the next podcast.
I was watching. I want to watch it so I can get prepared for it. But
okay.
I don't know. Maybe he's just going to stay like that. Maybe he's just identifying as a female but doesn't want to change his man features. I don't think there's much you can do about man hands.
No. I mean, you could be like the Japanese and break the feet.
Oh, yeah. Like bind the feet. Yeah.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Well, anything for...
Yeah. You want to look feminine. Come on. That's it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What other stuff? I found one other thing interesting. He met his mother for the first time as Caitlin, and they were kind of talking about how he came up with the name of Caitlin, and somebody brought up a lot of transgenders apparently asked their mom what their name would have been if they were born a girl.
Okay.
I'm almost interested to call up my mom, like, hey, hypothetical thing here.
Call her right now. Put on speakerphone. Let's see. Hey, Ma. If I were a girl, what would be my name?
There it is. There. Well, let me see.
I mean, you could text her if you want, if you don't want to put it on the air.
Sure, let me try.
Let me see. Maybe you would be Samantha Berlew. I'm going with Samantha. What about you?
I think I got Tara.
Oh, okay. Hold on. We got a phone call here. Mm-hmm. Ma, you're on the podcast.
Hello.
Hey, Mom?
Yeah.
Hey, just an FYI, I'm recording our podcast right now. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
All right. So we're talking about, you know, that I Am Kate show, the Caitlyn Jenner one?
The what?
Caitlyn Jenner. Bruce Jenner, now a female.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah, they were talking about on the air how transgenders get their names mostly by asking their moms what their name would have been if they were born a girl.
Right.
So out of curiosity, I'm not sure if you knew my gender beforehand, but what was I going to be named if I was female?
If you were female?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mom, you're ruining the podcast. Come on. Mom, this is radio here.
I didn't have a name picked out at the moment.
What?
Know?
So you pretty much named me Michael on the spot.
Right. I didn't have a girl's name picked out, I don't think. Because I named Dawn.
Who's my sister?
It was a toss-up between Dawn and Lisa.
Oh.
So maybe you would have been a Lisa.
Lisa!
Lisa Berlew. All right, all right.
I like it. Plus, you love Lisa Loeb.
Yeah, that's true. Remember that Lisa Loeb CD I had, Mom? You mocked me for it?
Yes. You know what? I still might have that.
Oh. Mm. If we ever podcast from Georgia, we're going to have to put that on.
Can you ask your mother to send me anything that I could use to make fun of you?
No. There's nothing to make fun of me. I had a wonderful childhood, and everybody loved me. Right, Mom?
Yeah, that's true. But if you remember going to Disney World, remember when you were eating the ice cream sandwich and all your teeth was all brown?
No, I don't remember that one.
And your father took the ice cream away from you when you were having a fit.
That sounds like
nothing's changed. Nothing's changed.
Scott took my beer away. I started crying for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we looked at you and said, oh my gosh, and we had no napkins or anything, and your teeth was all brown.
Jesus. Good job, Lisa.
Oh, God said black.
Black, okay. He doesn't know what we're talking about. He just yells color black.
Black!
Oh, my God. No, so it probably would have been Lisa.
All right. And I dated a Lisa, so that would have been awkward. If I was born a female and I was a lesbian and I dated the same girl I dated as a man, that would have been awkward.
Now, tell her the shocking news that you're...
I wanted to come out on the podcast, Mom. All along, I felt female, you know? Yeah. That's how I roll. I mean, I could tell this is not masculine what I got. It's very feminine, so I'm just going for it all.
That's funny. Any other questions?
Scott, any questions for Emma Berlew, my mother?
Emma Berlew, What was Mike like as a child? Give us a little synopsis on what Mike was like. Some of his weird habits.
Some of his weird habits.
Yeah, definitely.
He was a little hyper.
Mm-hmm. Because I could tell you a lot of weird things he does now. Usually every episode I got something on.
Yeah.
Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I send him the links. I still don't think they play them any.
No. My dad's still like, what's a podcast? I don't get it. Can everyone listen?
He was a good boy.
Oh, he's still a good boy. Now, yeah. when you were raising him, did he ever look in the mirror and make voices and talk to himself?
I never caught that.
Because I did.
I was practicing for comedy.
No, I've never seen that one.
All right.
Oh. What about, did he ever sing songs to a dog?
Oh, gee. I know he used to talk to the dog a lot, but I don't know if he sang to the
dog.
Yeah,
he talks to my dog quite often, but one day I heard him replacing the lyrics to a Smash Mouth song and singing to my dog instead.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a half English bulldog, half beagle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's called a Beeble. He's very fat and lazy, and right now he's probably eating the cat's food, but that's okay.
Yeah, probably. I don't see him anywhere.
You eat the cat food instead of dog food, huh?
Oh, his favorite food is cat food by far. It goes cat food, human food, and then dog food. But
right.
Now,
that's funny.
Now, since we have you on here, what do you think about Michael Berlow and his budding comedy career?
I think that's very nice. I know he enjoys it, and I'm happy for him.
Well, thank you, Mom.
It makes him happy, so.
Yes. Did you ever in your life think Michael Berlow would be a comedian?
No.
Now, would you ever come see Mike? Come perform?
When I come back to New Jersey, yes.
Oh, so when are you coming back to New Jersey?
Well, we're coming back in October for a wedding, so...
All right, we'll have to try to find a gig for Berlow so you can come out and then meet...
They're going
to
be up on my birthday weekend.
Oh, then me, you, and Mike's dad, we could all boo
Henry.
Him, and we could bring tomatoes and throw them.
No, my parents love me.
I'll be coming home, Mike, before your birthday.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, thanks for the warning, Mom. I got prep for that.
Well, it would be nice to stay up there for a while, but you know.
Now, would you be shocked if you went to go see him and he was in full female garb and introduced as Lisa Berlew?
Oh, gosh. Yes, I would be shocked.
Things have changed a lot since he's been in New Jersey and you moved away. He's actually painting his nails as we speak. Mm.
Oh, please, don't tell me
that. We're filming our own YouTube series, I Am Lisa.
You have to remember, her brother was my no-legged gay uncle.
That's true. I did hear about him. So, I've heard a lot. I feel like I'm part of the family at this point.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
You're an honorary Berlew.
Right.
Maybe a Buckaloo.
Hi, Mom. You gained a son today and a daughter. All right. Well, I'm gonna pass the phone back to your daughter here, and thanks for coming. We might have to randomly call you more often.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, this is what happens when we don't have any topics prepared for the show. This is kind of what happens.
Mm.
Oh, so you talk about anything?
Oh, we talk about absolutely anything.
Bring up a subject, Mom.
Yeah, bring up a subject.
What's that?
Bring up a subject for us.
A subject?
Anything.
Anything.
Anything. Okay. Let's see. I got to think of that one.
Dead air.
I have to think of something good.
It could be something topical. It could be... Mike just gave us the a whole celebrity section of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Didn't know he was into that either.
I can't think of anything good to talk about.
Anything. Well, what's bad to
talk
about?
Well, neither can we.
Well, you know, you can ask your father, Mike.
All right, put him on. We got nothing else better to
do.
It's my dad.
Oh, yeah, here, I'll give him.
All right.
Give him to you. Hold him by the microphone. We're not even hooked up through the phone.
You there, Pops?
I'm here, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's doing pretty good.
Yeah, we're just in prompt-to mode. We didn't know what to talk about, so we talked about that Caitlyn Jenner show.
and how they said basically most transgenders get their name by their mom basically asking them what they would have named them if they were born female. So we just chatted with mom for a while. Apparently, I'm Lisa Berlew.
No, I don't think so. I think you would have been, in my book, it would have been Emma.
Oh, that's my favorite female name.
Well, that's my mom's name, so. Oh.
That's exactly, that would have been my pick.
Tell your dad that's my favorite female name in the book.
he can hear you. It's on speaker.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I don't know. I'm playing with my ears here.
That's my favorite female name, too, in the book.
Yeah, there you go. Now, if Mike was to tell you that he was transitioning, what would you say?
Oh, that wouldn't bother me a bit.
Oh, that's good. Because it's really... Because his perm, the smell of his perm is bothering me.
I accept anything about all my children.
Hmm. That's a good dad right there.
Yeah, that's my pops, man. Yeah.
Tell him about the bustier you're sitting in right now.
Maybe a little lighter, you know. Puppies need to rest, you know.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out a topic to talk about. Anything on your mind, Dad?
Anything on my mind? Topic?
Yeah.
What are you talking about now as far as the topic?
Anything.
What comes to my mind is the time that there was a bat in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Mike was scared?
Yeah. So
Mike was scared.
Was he crying like Lisa?
It was nighttime. Mike was watching TV all by himself. We knew there was a bat in the house.
No, hold on. I didn't know there was a bat in the house. Remember, you said you would.
No, you didn't know. We knew. Me and Mom knew. We knew there was a bat in the house, but we couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. We couldn't find it, but we said we're not going to tell Mike because he won't be able to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, that night Michael was out there watching TV, mm-hmm. and we had our door closed, and all of a sudden the bat came out. Michael came up pounding on the door. Mom, Dad, I heard a bird. No.
A bird.
We knew the bat was out then.
Yeah. So the basic story was I was watching TV and I went to the bathroom. They were in the room doing their thing. And I come out and I see something flying in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a parakeet at the time. So the first thought, not even looking at like color or anything. Oh, I don't know how, but the damn bird came out.
What was the bird's name?
What was the bird's name?
Oh, Jesus, I don't remember back then, Michael.
I'm trying to think.
Hmm.
Maybe it was Lisa. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. But Ruffles, wasn't it?
That's it.
Yeah, Ruffles.
Yeah. Ruffles, huh?
Yeah. So I take a step figuring I'm going to grab Ruffles.
Aww.
And as I take one step, I kind of notice the larger than average wingspan and the way it's flapping around. So I said to myself, that's not Ruffles. So, of course, I could have ran back into the bathroom. I had my bedroom right to the right. I had another room on the left. I could have just stalked in there. Nope. My first thought is just start pounding for my pops to come out. And I'm just panicking. It's a bird, Dad. It's a bird. It's a bat. It's a bat. But I will say he come out and he was a man. We did eventually capture it, but I will say the first thing leading up to it was he walked out into the living room and he was looking around for it, and the bat landed on his back and he was
wow.
But then he came back. Did you get a net? I think he got a net.
Yeah, I netted
he netted it.
He netted a bat.
And then it was a little dented up, if you will.
Oh, yes.
It's wow. Not flying after that, so.
Wow, so.
But it was a good memory.
Oh, yeah. I laugh my ass off every time I think about it.
Well, so we've had three Berlews plus the transgender Berlew. So really, we've had four Berlews on today.
And the memory of my one-legged gay uncle.
That's it. So really five. We're going through the whole family here.
Yeah,
you didn't tell him about the horse thief?
The what? Oh, no. When did I tell that Buckaloo story?
Hold on.
Hold on for 1 sec, Pops. Dog's freaking out right now.
Yeah. All right, tell us about those Buckaloos, those horse-stealing bastards.
I thought I told the story in the podcast.
You did. You were introduced at that comedy show as Mike Buckaloo.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said, oh, we have a whole story about that. But let's hear it from the horse's mouth.
Oh, I like what you did there.
See what I did there?
You want to try the story, Pops?
Oh, man. I don't even know the whole story. All I know is somebody went back in the family line to find out what the family tree was, and he found out that our name used to be the Buckaloos, and the reason he changed it was because somebody in the family was horse thieves. it embarrassed the family name, and they changed it to Burloo from Buckaloo.
Nowadays, it's such an awesome story. I might change it back.
And really, I don't even know if it's true facts or not.
Yeah, I mean, we keep on talking about it. It's like every Burloo picnic, we kind of bring up the Buckaloo story, but it's never been 100% confirmed. You know, it's better off just being a mystery, you know?
Yeah, it's more interesting being a mystery. Exactly right.
You know, while I got you on the phone, I mean, I always talk about your stories and all. Why don't you talk about a couple? You were the first guy to eat, what was it, a nectarine?
Oh, yeah, man. When I was a kid, man, we were poor. We were extremely poor, but we lived near Rutgers University.
Yep.
The Rutgers University was one of the experimental places for the nectarine trees. It's the crossfeed from the plum to the peach.
It explains you.
And we were kids. We used to sneak up in the field and go up in there and climb the trees. And the whole orchard was fenced off because they didn't want anybody going in there. It was all experimental fruit. They didn't know whether you die or what you could do with it. Those kids would be up there in a tree, man, just ripping them out of the tree, putting them up and putting them in our shirts and dragging out of there. And then all of a sudden the guards would come running around the corner that was guarding, screaming and yelling at us that we were going to die. Experimental fruit, but man, we didn't care. It was good taste. We couldn't afford to go buy no fruit, but it was.
You're going to die. Ah, oh, it's delicious. It's worth it.
Now, do you think the experiment...
Young like that, you don't think of them things. Oh, you think of, man, we got some free fruit.
Do you think the experimental nectarines explains Mike?
You know what? It could have a little touch in the nectarines.
And the other one I really love is when you talk about the stories when you stole like watermelons and guys was shooting buckshot at you.
Oh yeah, there used to be a big dam up in the woods, and on the other side of the dam there was a farmer up there, and we used to cross over the dam with our bare feet crossing it, and we'd sneak over there and get the watermelons, and that old farmer see us out there, he came out there with the buckshot there. Firing away, man. We'd be running across that dam with watermelons in our hands.
Bare feet with watermelons in hand.
We didn't let go of them watermelons, though. No way, man. We'd take a little bit of buckshot, but we weren't going to lose no watermelons. it was a whole new world when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go do any real bad stuff, but we had fun. And we did a little mischief stuff. That was about it.
Well... It's been good talking to the original nectarine eater, the watermelon thief, the horse thief. It's just
you got a little bit of everything in the family. Nothing violent, that's all.
Yeah, all right, Pop. So I think we're going to move on to podcast. Appreciate you, Mom, coming on.
I appreciate the call, and I'll catch you later, and I love you very much, son.
I love you too, Pops.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow. Wow.
That's where I come from.
Wow.
And my daddy
Lisa
and mama.
Lisa Burlow. Well, that is not where I expected the podcast go, but I'm very glad it went there.
Let's call your parents now.
Well, we'll save them for the next episode. All right. I'll definitely call them. In fact, I've been trying to get my dad on the podcast for a while. He'll do it. It's just a matter of time. But, that'll be interesting, considering I've already embarrassed. What's funny is our highest listened episode is the humiliation episode. So mm-hmm. that means, like,
2,000 something people know that I shit the bed.
Yeah. Mm. Only 1,300 know about Trevor Bayne.
Yeah. That's sad. But anyway, so that was entertaining. What else you got? I got something.
I got something too. I'm not sure if you saw it. Maybe we'll save it till the end. You want to play a game at the end?
Well, I got an old staple for you.
Okay.
You know what that is?
Dirtbag of the Week.
Dirtbag of the Week is coming back. Okay.
Very nice.
Dirtbag.
Those of you who just became listeners, all thousands and thousands of you, or tens of you, but play a little game here called Dirtbag of the Week. Michael Berlow, we've been doing this.
On and off. I think about three times we've done it.
Oh, yeah. And then I even did it prior to you were even here. So it's our longest running bit.
You didn't save it for me?
Also, I've been writing some stuff for another Move On or Carry On, so we can look forward to that. Good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But okay, Dirtbag of the Week. We got three stories. But I'm going to read Mike three stories of some interesting people, and he's going to tell me who he thinks this week's dirtbag is.
All right.
Are you ready, Mike?
I always enjoy this.
Okay. Let's go. Come on, computer. Okay. Let's go with. Come on, load. Okay. A Florida man who killed 9 ducklings using a lawnmower.
I heard about this.
Yes. Is going to jail for a year. Okay. A Florida man. Shocking. Let me repeat that. A Florida man, where everything seems to happen, who intentionally ran over 9 ducklings using a ride-on lawnmower while a local family looked on horrified, was sentenced to a year in prison on Thursday after pleading guilty to felony animal cruelty charges. John Scott Faubo II, age 24, pleaded guilty to a separate charge of domestic battery against his girlfriend, received 3 years probation from the Palm Beach County Court, but will spend the first year in jail. On May 2nd, Faubo was mowing lawns near homes in Wellington when he massacred the birds. A resident, Boyd Gingich, had been feeding a mother duck and her 11 ducklings with his wife and children when Faubo steered towards the animals, taking out several in one swipe and scattering body parts all over the lawn. When the family screamed in horror, Gents told animal control officers that Faubo smiled, reversed back over the birds, and killed more of the ducklings. They were in my path, so I just kept mowing. Mowing. I almost said mooing.
He kept mooing.
That would make it even better. Just kept mowing.
You killed those ducks. No.
Faubo said, according to the police report.
Yeah, he's a scumbag.
Yeah, total dirtbag. Mm-hmm. I hate this guy. You know, consciously just mow over. This is definitely the signs of a serial killer.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I'm not one of those that's like you can't hunt ducks or anything like that, but those are full-grown ducks. You don't just little babies walking around and you just mow them over with a lawnmower of all things. I mean, that's
so cruel, man.
It's terrible.
It's awful. So
now, if they were spider babies, you drown those bitches.
Yeah, you put them. You drown them. Oh, the spider baby thing is still nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's number one. This one is an unknown unknown man.
Unknown.
So we don't know who it is.
Is it me?
Okay. Report. Person pooping in holes at the Norwegian golf course is still at large.
Could still be me. Go on.
In late-breaking news from the dark world of golf course poop capers, a Norwegian golf club continues its fight against a habitual cup defacer who has used the course's holes as toilets. According to the story, the Stavanger Golf Club in Norway has been beset by an unknown pants-dropping menace for the last decade.
10 years. This part. Like, you could see, like, a 13, 14-year-old. You see what I did last night? But this is like, that means around 24 is.
Well, one, he shows great commitment here. Yeah. I mean, that means he's pooping for 10 straight years. The joke is still funny.
And
to
he's
him.
Strategizing. He knows they're like, all right, I know they're going to look for me on the 14th hole, but yep. I'm going to screw with them. I'm going to go 8 hole.
As the story goes, the club began finding feces and cups around the course in 2005. The bombing of said cups has since continued in earning. In earnest, despite added security measures, installing floodlights around the greens.
Nothing definite is known about the monster behind these heinous movements, but here are some compelling theories. Okay.
Ooh.
And then at the end...
Is it like a conspiracy theory? Like the guys who did 9/11 are crapping in golf holes?
He said Tenneford added toilet paper is also sometimes left behind. Court officials note that the offender only strikes during the work week and leaves bicycle tracks on sections of the course.
This guy's not the dirtbag of the week. He's the most awesome man who ever lived.
I just want to know the guy who's out there on the golf course in the morning taking his first putt.
Oh, hole in one. This is awesome. What are you doing? I'm not giving up my titleist.
Oh, man. So, yeah, 10 years committed to pooping on the golf course.
10 years to pooping and not having a car.
Now, here's a question. You know, like serial killers, sometimes they get copycats. I wonder if this has become like a community of golf poopers and it's like an outbreak where they can't control it.
He struck in Arizona. How'd he do it? CSI pooping.
So that's number two. That one.
He's not going to win. I'm gonna buy that guy a beer one of these days.
That one's just fantastic. I just had to throw that in there. Okay, so
number two,
the golf pooper.
Okay.
Number three, you may have seen this guy over the week.
Okay,
Wyoming man found with 30 eyeballs in his anal cavity.
I did not hear this one.
Yes,
you have surprised me.
Okay, so, okay. Police made a DUI stop in Casper, Wyoming, and during a field sobriety test, noticed several eyeballs fall slide from Roy Tilbett's pant leg. Feeling they could have a potential murderer on their hands, police quickly drew guns and cuffed Talbot. This prompted Talbot to explain to the police that the eyeballs were not human, but from cows. Tilbett had smuggled them out of Johnson Meats, a slaughterhouse where he works as a meat cutter.
Okay.
No, he has an excuse for this.
Okay.
Here's how he explained himself to police. Company won't let us take animal scraps home and instead toss them in the landfill, Tobin said in the police report. They're a very wasteful company. We should be allowed to take scrap meat and other parts home. The company should start a green initiative. They don't even have a recycling at the plant. He tried to couch it as an environmental issue. I put them in soups, Talbot said. They're beneficial for erectile dysfunction, which I currently battle. But I also just like the texture and the taste. I enjoy eating bovine eyeballs and smuggling them out in my colon was the only way I knew how to get them out without potentially getting caught and fired. Talbot was arrested for driving under influence. In addition, police confiscated several large carving knives they found under his car seat. Casper police have yet to determine if they'll charge him for stealing eyeballs. They first want to talk to his employers.
So cow eyes were coming out of his brown eyes, what you're telling me.
Exactly. 30 of them. 30!
I gotta get some cow eye stew, because if they're good after you've shoved it up your anus, that's some delicious
stuff. Yeah, and I gotta imagine the human eye is pretty big when it's, you know, not in... Like, it's pretty big. It's got a lot in the back of it. Cow eyes are huge. 30 of them!
You think it's like an anal bead thing where he has like a string and just keeps on going up there?
I mean, can you imagine
being... Well, they don't recycle, so I shoved it up my ass.
Can you imagine being the cop on that call? Like, what the fuck am I dealing with?
First off, he must have been scared out of his mind, because you see eyeballs rolling out of the guy's pant legs, and your first thought is, I just called a serial killer.
Exactly.
And then you have to go through...
No,
it's a funny story. They don't recycle, and it helps my penis, and they're good in soup.
And I gotta put in my pooper.
They don't check my butt. They check everywhere else except my butt.
So, Michael Burley, you're faced with a decision here.
It's no decision.
The duck murderer, the golf course pooper, or eyeball ass.
It's duck murderer. Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
I gotta agree, it's duck murder. Because his is very...
It's not only he did it in front of people, and he just smirked and did it again.
Yeah, and he did it, he had no sense of
humanity or whatever you want to call it. I guess it's not humanity or whatever. Life, and you just mowed over a bunch of ducks for no reason.
I met people who don't care about animals, but they still have at least enough common courtesy not to do something pretty shitty like that. So. Yeah,
imagine like the kids who were like watching or whatever or saw that.
Yeah, it's they're terrible. So cute. They're yellow.
But then again, imagine the kids if they ever saw eyeball ass.
Hmm.
There was this guy in our neighborhood. He was really weird. I mean, just
that'd be a weird experiment. All right, we're going to put your one kid in a room with a duck murderer. We're going to put your other kid in a room with an eyeball shoved up his ass. And we're going to see which one comes out more traumatized.
Yes. All right. So once again, it's not shocking. A dirtbag out of Florida. The home...
Florida is going to win the Dirtbag of the Week title.
Oh, they're going to—they just win everything weird that comes out of this
country.
They're
like the Patriots.
Jason Scott Falbo II, you are Dirtbag of the Week. Ah, always a fan of that segment. Always a fan.
Always a fun one.
All right, what do you got, Michael Burlow? We're coming up on the end here.
I'm just going to bring up the side. I think I accidentally closed it. So give me 1 second.
I will not.
What?
I don't give seconds. In the meantime, we're a month away, people. We're a month away from the third Verbal Shenanigans comedy show. I really want to get the fans out there. I really want to reach out to friends and make it a good night. It's pretty much the last night of summer. Okay, school starts for a lot of kids that next Monday. So my teacher friends and other people out there, why not come out and see Mike Gaffney? National headliner, last comic standing. You see Joe and Rich, who just came off their Taj Mahal headlining spot. They had a bus trip down there. It looked like a lot of fun. Wish I could have went. Ritu Chandra. And then you could see myself. And who knows? We might drop some guests in there. I don't know. But it's $35 for dinner and a ticket. And it starts nice and early. Shows about 7:30. Seatings from 5 to about 7. You can come eat. And then get ready for a show. We're also doing a fundraiser for the Dover Firemen. So a lot of good things there. Come on out. $35. You're not doing anything on a Sunday. Like I said, pretty much that last Sunday of the summer, it's a good way to just have a good time and get some drinks and have some food. And that's that.
Yeah. So I'm not sure you saw this game. I hope you did. This looks hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Donald Trump is leading in the polls right now.
Mm-hmm.
Saying a lot of crazy stuff going up there. So somebody invented a game, and I want to see how you do in figuring out. I'm going to tell you quotes,
mm-hmm.
and you have to tell me if they were done by Republican nominee Donald Trump
mm-hmm.
or fictional character from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay, which one?
Danny DeVito's character,
Frank
Reynolds.
Okay, good. Yeah, I saw one with Chris Christie and... somebody else, but it was similar. All right, let's do it. I'm ready to play Trump or Frank.
Okay, let me grab one here. I'll tell you, it's big business. If there is one word to describe Atlantic City, it's big business. Or two words, big business.
Donald Trump.
You are correct.
Yes, one for one, baby. Might be a visitor.
Okay. The point is that you can't be too greedy.
Donald Trump.
Correct again?
Yes.
I'm looking for the one I really liked here. So you can see I really prepared for this.
Yes.
Two dudes getting married. That doesn't seem very gay.
That's Frank Reynolds, baby.
That's correct.
That's baseball, baby.
Let me search for it because I love this one. They got it wrong. Okay. Well, somebody's doing the raping. Who's doing the raping? Who's doing the raping?
Donald Trump.
Correct.
All right. 4 for 4, baby. I must say, there's a little bias because I am a big Always Sunny fan. But they do sound like they could be the same guy.
You know, right. It really doesn't matter what the media write as long as you've got a young and beautiful piece of ass.
Frank Reynolds.
Donald Trump.
What? Jesus.
I thought you were going to get stumbled on the raping one. But that sounds like a Frank Reynolds one.
Wow. That's our future president there?
Yeah, possibly.
Only guy I will vote for is Bernie Sanders, by the way. Getting my vote.
It's all about image and marketing. There are no bands out there with any musical ability.
That's Frank Reynolds.
You are correct.
Great episode.
Let me grab one more here. The only kind of people I want counting my money are little short guys that wear yarmulkes every day.
Oh, my God. I hope that's Donald Trump because that's ridiculous. Oh, my God. Wow.
Hail to the chief.
Wow. Okay. Well, Donald, good luck with your presidential campaign. Those are quotes from you, and the fact that you are running for president is a very scary...
I'd vote for Danny DeVito.
I would vote for Frank Reynolds over Donald Trump. But yeah. So I guess we're coming in. Michael Berlow, what do you got? Anything?
Yeah, I just got signed on for the Funny with a Chance of Meatball show.
Which one?
That is on August 7th at 8 p.m., hosted by Mario Lupino.
I think I'm there August something, August 20 something.
Hmm. Well, I got the 7th here with John Sweeney, Steve Schwartz, Anthony Crescenzo, James Camacho.
There you go.
And I'm rescheduling my day, I think, 2 weeks from now, August 14th, I'll be down at the station in Cranberry, New Jersey.
All right. So two opportunities to come see Mr. Berlow. I think I'm on that funny meatball, Meatballs and Brews. I think it's August 21st, something like that.
Yep, in Rahway, New Jersey.
But real quick, to a fellow comedian, I'd like to say good luck to Henry Cummings, who is moving to Texas. Moving
Yeehaw!
To Texas. Yeehaw.
Should I break out some more Dukes of Hazzard?
No, no. So good luck, Henry. You're supposed to come on the podcast. Maybe we'll Skype you on. No big deal. But that's going to bring us to the end here. And I don't know. Life is funny, people. And for me and Lisa,
I'm having a party.
We'll, we're
or Emma.
Oh, I don't know what this song is. This was supposed to be Shania Twain. Oh, but I guess that's been playing the whole time. Whoa. All right, let's try that again.
All right.
Oh, man, Ed, this is just a disaster.
You want me to get my sister on the phone?
Yep. Okay, for me and Lisa Berlew, life is funny. Laugh at it. Keep doing it at your back. Oh, keep subscribing. iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean. There's a whole bunch of other ones, but I can't remember them. And follow us at VS Comedy. Go Trevor Bain, number 99.
No, no, Scott. Scott, I know you're closing the show, but that's not the correct info.
Number 99.
No. Scott.
No. Number one in our hearts.
Well, that's true.
Driving the Hellman's mayonnaise car.
No, that Dale Earnhardt Jr. does that in the Xfinity series.
Driving the Jack Daniels car.
That used to be Clint Boyer, the 07 car.
Driving the Coney Island Brewing Company's hard root beer car. Trevor Bay, number 92. Go, Trevor.
Well, nobody's done that, but that sounds pretty cool.
All right. For me and Lisa, signing off. Goodbye, people.
Love you, Mom.